Welcome to your audio lesson for week 5, storytelling. In this lesson, we'll be learning about storytelling. It may seem strange to learn about storytelling in a business communication class, but this tool will A, help you be more persuasive, B, help you blog more effectively, and C, help you organize information. Business writing might be a new genre for you. A genre, again, is just a category or type of writing. When you enter into a new genre, it's helpful to think about what existing skills can assist you. Storytelling is one skill that can be really useful, and most people tell stories every day, so you probably have some experience. Humans are hardwired to learn through stories, and nearly every culture practices storytelling. Often, we like to think that we're rational people who will change our mind when confronted with good evidence to the contrary. But if that were true, people would never believe fake news. Storytelling can help you be persuasive, which is the key part of business communication. Research shows that stories help us remember concepts, ideas, or facts. Donors who were presented with a story were twice as likely to donate as those who were presented with statistics. And storytelling creates connections between the regions of the brain where facts are stored and where emotions are stored. So these are really powerful tools. So to think about stories, let's take 5 minutes to write a story so that we have some material to work with. I want you to set a timer for 5 minutes and write about a time when you overcame something difficult. Now, remember, no one else will be reading this, so this is just for your own use. Your difficult thing could be something minor or something major, but try to go into a lot of detail. So, set a timer for 5 minutes. You might want to pause this video and write about a time when you overcame something difficult. So, before we go further, let's take a moment to reflect on the following questions. You can jot down your answers or just think about them. What makes a good story? How do people tell stories in your family or culture? What makes a good storyteller? So, I'll give you an example of my Nana Elsie. My Nana was an exceptional storyteller because she was had a lot of great expressions. She was very colorful, she was loud, she was screechy, she could really bring a story to life. And she was also very good at kind of thinking about how other people talked. And so you would really feel when she was telling a story that you were right there. And the other great thing about her was that she tailored the story to you. So she always seemed to have a story right for the thing that you needed at that time, whether that was a lesson or whether that was just a good laugh. So, you know, we know that stories and storytellers are powerful and stories can be really persuasive. We know that we'll need to be persuasive throughout our working lives. So let's learn a bit about the parts of a story. And remember that this model is very Western, and many other cultures use a totally different model. So for example, in many indigenous cultures, stories aren't linear, and the listener is expected to do more work in figuring out the lesson. But this model can help us craft stories in our own life. And again, this is not something that we necessarily need at the beginning before we write a story. But this is something if our stories aren't quite clicking, we can use this model to figure out why and make some changes. So most stories have a character, and the main character is called the protagonist. A desire, what does the protagonist want? Conflict, what's keeping the character from getting what they want? Change, what is changed by the end of the story? The change should be driven by the character's decisions. So what? This is a tricky part, but basically, why does this matter? And that's the thing that separates a story from an anecdote, is the fact that it has the feeling of this story matters. There's maybe a moral to the story, or the story feels as if it's touching on a theme that's larger than just an anecdote. So we're going to do an activity where we take a look at a story. And you can choose to use an ad that's meaningful or relevant to you. However, if you go to slide number 6, you will see an ad for a Google search. I won't play it because the ad is not in English. So if you don't have subtitles and you don't speak Punjabi or Hindi, it will not make a lot of sense. But I want you to watch the ad. So watch the ad, either the ad that you are interested in or the ad that is in slide 6. And see if you can identify the character, the desire, the conflict, the change, and the so what. And again, you might want to pause this here. So you can reflect on your own video, but in the example that I gave in slide 6, the character was the granddaughter. The desire was to reunite her grandpa with his childhood friend. The conflict was the fact that she didn't know how to find him. The change was that, thanks to Google, she found the friend and reunites them. And for the so what, you could have multiple answers. So the most cynical one would be, so Google is great. But you could also say that the so what is that technology helps to connect us with our past and reach out to people. This is a simple story, but it has all the pieces. We can also take a look at a classic narrative arc, which we'll cover next, which was again a very Western idea. But first, let's take a moment to reflect. So, look back at the story that you wrote in your last free write. Can you identify the elements of storytelling that we just learned? So, can you identify the character, the desire, the conflict, the change, and the so what? So, you might want to pause here. So the next thing we'll think about is the narrative arc. If you go to slide 9, there is a diagram of a narrative arc. There's exposition or stasis, which is the world before this event happens. Then there's the rising action, so something happens to cause rising action. There's the climax, so the main conflict, when the conflict of the story is resolved or not. Then the falling action. And then a resolution. So within that rising action, and what has happened is that, especially in movies and TV shows, that exposition of stasis and resolution has basically been chopped off. And we focus mostly on the rising action. So within the rising action, there's a trigger. So that's the event that sets the plot in motion. Then there's the quest, how the characters respond to the trigger. And the surprise, any twists, turns, unexpected events. And the climax is the peak of it is the critical choice. And that's the decisions that the main characters make that lead to the climax of the story. So let's take a look at an example of a rising action in a narrative arc. So let's think about the movie Gravity, which is a movie released in 2013 that stars Sandra Bullock and George Clooney as two astronauts who are stranded in space. So the trigger is that there's a debris shower as the astronauts are completing a spacewalk. They get detached from the space station and they're floating in space. The quest is all the things that they have to do to get back to the space station in the hopes of returning to Earth. The surprise is that they have just enough oxygen in reserve to steer their way back to the space station. And the critical choice is that as they approach the space station, the astronauts have a collision and their safety tether that was keeping them together detaches. This causes George Clooney's character to start free-floating again. Sandra Bullock's character risks losing her connection with the space station in order to save George Clooney's character. He decides to sacrifice himself by letting go of the tether so Sandra Bullock's character can survive. So if you've seen this movie, you'll know that this is only part of what's happened. So once Sandra Bullock is back inside the space station, she still has to find a way to get back to Earth. But this is something that gives us an example of the narrative arc. So let's go back to your writing. Go back to the free write and reflect on how many aspects of the narrative arc you can find in your story. So can you find the exposition, the rising action, the climax, the falling action? Within the rising action, can you find the trigger, the quest, the surprise, the critical choice? And you might even want to play around with revising your work to see what would happen if you included some of these elements. And again, you'll probably want to pause and take a moment to do some work and come back when you're done. So hopefully this lesson has given you some ideas for your blog. Storytelling will come up again this semester when we return to the idea of persuasion, where we'll see how storytelling can help us to persuade an audience. And when we talk about oral presentations, we'll again come back to telling stories.